When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Into the coup de grace, the final hour of love on a Where Do You Hurt Wednesday. If you got pain, bring it in. We're talking about baseball and now the best and worst that are going in the show.
And I did just look at that. His birthday is actually tomorrow, Paul.
Steve. Okay.
May 29th. So a little early happy birthday for him as he's pitching.
My mother would have had her birthday today. My mother passed when I was a kid, but she's... she was a May 28th, and then TR was a June 2nd. And I have a dentist appointment on his birthday. He also passed. They're both resting in peace and looking down on my porous behavior as a human being and a bad influence on children everywhere.
Yep. You definitely do that. Bad influence on children everywhere. There's no question there. All right. The best and the worst MLB moneyline teams. Remember, this was going into today. Some of these teams played this afternoon, so it might be a little different. Tigers, plus 7.4 units. Cardinals, Cubs, Mariners, and Padres are on the best side. The worst, the Rockies are already in the hole, 28.8 units.
Whoa.
Orioles, Pirates, White Sox, and Braves. Bottom five, losing you money at the window, those two.
Maybe the Pirates are turning the corner. Like, all of a sudden, Don Kelly... You got guys hitting all of a sudden. 9 runs. I almost fell over. They got 3 today. Usually when he pitches, he gets, he's in a 1-0 loss, a complete game loss to the Phillies on that Sunday. So maybe they're turning the corner. I still haven't seen light at the end of the tunnel because they lose a lot. So they have to start winning, series for me to believe that they don't suck as bad as all those other teams right now. Because I think the Rockies, O's, White Sox are all awful, and the Pirates have been awful. And I'm not sure. I really don't believe the Braves are awful with Acuna back in the lineup.
The best and worst are just the best of this. The most overs and unders so far in Major League Baseball. The Cubs, 32 overs so far this year. The Marlins, actually, number 2, 31 overs. Dodgers, A's, Mariners, Angels. The Rangers have played the most unders. They've played 38 of them, followed by the Mets, Royals, Twins, Rays, and Brewers. The most
the
overs
A's
and
are
unders.
Because of that ballpark that everybody tees off like they're at the driving range.
Yes, that is usually what it is that ballpark. Although the last couple games have been quiet there. That they've played. But up, especially beginning of the year, they were scoring lots of runs with all of that. All right, odds to win the AL is the Yankees right now at plus 240. Tigers, Mariners, Astros, Twins, Red Sox for that. And I didn't get the NL ones, but I'll tell you, of course, the Dodgers are the favorites in the NL, followed by the Phillies, Mets, and Cubs. Cubs 7-1 for the NL.
Well, like, whatever. In the AL, I'm just going to cut it off after the Strohs there because I hate the Twins and Red Sox. The Twins are a colossal failure in the postseason. And I've been hearing about the Red Sox winning the World Series every year since I've been on this earth. They're always going to win the championship, the Red Sox. I'm used to them never doing anything. So it's the same old story for me. And I think in the National League, it's open season, and, you know, the Dodgers can beat anybody. I think the best story's been the Cubs, and I don't know if they can carry it for four more months. Do you think they can? Do you think they're going to win that division and go to the playoffs and have a serious run? Because I still think teams like the Phillies and the Mets are actually better than them.
I think the Phillies and the Mets are better than them. I do believe that. That they're better. So I'm not buying the serious run stuff for them. And the Padres are 13, and I say that because the Padres are starting to round the bases against the Marlins. It's now 4-1, and Tatis is up with two on here, as he might just put the cherry on top of Alcantara if he can get a hold of one out there at Petco Park. So we'll see if Tatis. I wouldn't mind that at all, by the way. If he'd like to hit a home run right now, that would be just fine by me.
I'll tell you what, your boy, I think Mando. They're better than the Cubs, too. The Padres, even though the record doesn't say so, they're three games behind them. But I think the West, that the Dodgers, Padres, Giants, and the D-backs, I think the D-backs, bottom line, they're a game under 500. They've frankly kind of been a disappointment. And then getting schooled by the Pirates two games in a row, it's not a good look. So I think that division's better than, frankly, for me, the Cubs. Now, I know the Cardinals are playing great, but you put and I put a hex on them. So hopefully that carries through and they fail.
I think it will carry through. I think it is something that's going to eventually carry through and help them fail. All right, we have games tonight. Let's get a few of them in now, and we'll probably have to finish the rest after Stewie later on. The Cardinals and the Orioles, I guess, are going to try and play this game tonight. I know they played in the rain last night. They're going to try and do it again tonight. Mikolas against Cade Povich. Orioles are favored, minus 120, even money for the Cards, and a 7.5.
With the way we have talked about the Cardinals winning and the way they have been hitting and scoring runs and playing and pitching, their ERA has been unbelievable. And you're going to favor Povich with his crappy record against this team? To me, it's insanity. I'm on the Cardinals. I don't care if it's raining or not.
I told you Atlanta and Philadelphia washed away. They will play two tomorrow, Scotty. They'll play a game in the afternoon at 1 o'clock and then play the regularly scheduled night game as well. So a day-night doubleheader in Philadelphia for the Braves and the Phillies to make up that one. The Reds will be in Kansas City again tonight against the Royals. Hunter Green and Noah Cameron, minus 120 for the Reds, even money for Kansas City, and a 7.5. I didn't mention this before, but I felt like I should. Elly De La Cruz had two homers last night.
Yeah.
He hit one of them, Scotty. I mean, when you hit it in that fountain out there in right center field at Kauffman Stadium, I mean, that is a shot. And his second one last night was a water ball.
Hey, Davis got another hit, and the Pirates just got another. Hayes just drove in a run. It's 4-0.
Wow.
Runners on first and second with nobody out. How about them Buccos? I'm going with the Reds again against the Royals tonight. I think the Royals, they have the same record, but my guy's pitching tonight, Green. I think he's the deal for the Reds. And the way Ellie's seeing it, give me the Reds.
We'll do one more now. We'll do the rest later. The Rockies and the Cubs again at Wrigley tonight. Tanner, don't call me Flash Gordon, against Matthew Boyd. Look at this lumber. Minus 350, plus 280 for the Rockies and a 7.5.
Yeah, listen, I actually, the price is too absurd. I think the Cubs will win the game. They didn't. They won by a run last night, so I'm not paying $1.50 for the run line. I guess if I had to, I would do run line and the over.
Yeah, it's a steep price.
It
I will say
seven last night and it was 7.5. It stayed under.
But tonight, the wind is not as prevalent tonight. The last two days, lots of wind blowing in. Tonight, not as much. There was a lot of hard-hit balls that died in the outfield. I was watching a couple real good shots that these Cub guys got that didn't go out. Tonight, they might. Like the over in that Cubby-Rocky game tonight. All right, three other games, including the Yankees and the Taters. I will give those to you after I talk to Stewie about the Memorial Jacks tournament. The Women's U.S. Open this weekend, too, at Erin Hills, Scotty. So you have that also on the docket.
What a thrill that'll be for everyone.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday, a golf Wednesday on C2C. That is right. As we get ready for the Memorial Jacks Tournament, Muirfield Village. No Rory. Was Jack upset about that yesterday? I don't know. It was hard to tell. Listening to Jack, seemed like he was a little prickly about it, but it is what it is. We still got the best of the best with a signature event coming up this week. They'll get the milkshakes when they get off the 18th green as well. And we also have big one for the ladies this week as they have the Women's U.S. Open, Erin Hills. So we have a couple things to discuss, as always, with Keith Stewart from Read the Line as we get you ready on a Golf Wednesday. Hi, Keith. How are you?
Michael, I'm doing fantastic. You got to love Golf Wednesday. The ladies have their biggest tournament of the year, and the men, they have milkshakes. So life is good.
Life is good. Let's start. By the way, I always like to give you at least one thing from the previous week. How many times did we me and Cam were talking about this earlier. How many times did we bet Ben Griffin back in February and March? And then he finally comes through. And I know he won the tournament with Novak, but winning on his own, solo win for him. How about that? He finally comes through and none of us were on him.
Hey, Mike, he's an impressive kid. I tell you what, he played 13 weeks in a row, tried to get in the Masters. He was 51st. You know, it was funny when Vijay dropped out. He said, hey, you know, I'll be first alternate. You got to love this kid. And the golf is, it's extremely good, right? And it better be because... Come September, I mean, he and Novak might be lined up against Rahm and somebody else at Bethpage Black.
Yeah, he absolutely might. There's a few guys on that list. I know we're still a little bit ways out, but there are some guys who have been making their way up that board for the United States that are trying to get themselves into that event. That's for sure. All right, the Memorial.
Mike, Jack's real quick. Tournament.
Yes.
Real quick. It's 90 days till Keegan makes his captain selections. 90 days.
You know, that right. is a little bit sooner when you think about it.
I thought it was worth mentioning. I don't normally interrupt you, but 90 days until the week after the Tour Championship, and he's got to pick six guys.
Okay, week after the Tour Championship is when he makes those. Now, the auto picks are after the Open Championship, right? Isn't that when
BMW
is when the auto picks lock.
So that's August 17th is when the six auto picks are locked. And then you go one more week to the Tour Championship, and then probably that Tuesday, which would be the 26th, that'll be when he picks the six. And then, you know, from there, yeah,
Right.
It should be good.
No, listen, you're right. We keep like putting it off, but really it is a lot closer than we know. Tell me a little bit about Muirfield this week. What do we got? Any changes? We got weather problems. What are we looking for at the Memorial?
Well, you know, it's going to be an interesting tale this year. Not something that we've seen for a couple years. I've been out there the last few and it's been hot. It's been dry. It's been very, very firm. And the final scores, well, they definitely reflected that. You know, 2 years ago, you had Hovland over Denny in the playoff at -7. Last year, Scotty -8. Since the renovation in 2021, Jack's got what he wants. This is a major championship style test and a great preview for Oakmont, which is just 200 miles east of where they are this week in Columbus. They've had a lot of rain. We've had a lot of rain here. Their weather pattern is pretty much our weather pattern here in New York and New Jersey, and it's been cool there. It's soft. The grass is very long. The grass is lush, but they also have precision air under the greens. So we're going to see a lot of what we saw at Quail Hollow. We're going to see bouncy greens, and we're going to see soft conditions otherwise with some very heavy, dense, wet, rough. The weather should be good for the tournament. There's a chance of showers each day, but nothing major is listed. Wind in that 10 to 12, 14-mile-an-hour range. It'll kick up more in the afternoon. Other than that, low 70s, should be perfect weather for Scotty Scheffler to win.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Here we are again, under 3-1. This is a problem that we have now faced with the past couple of weeks. Last week you talked about trying to go around that a little bit. I'd have to assume that you're going to try to do the same thing this week with Scotty. Go around him.
100%. I could get a better number for Scotty to lead after three rounds in the prop market at +350. So I'm certainly going to do that. And then the rest of the way, everyone else is playing for second place. I mean, over the last 2 years, Mike, he has gained on average 12 strokes on just approach against the field here, because that's how significant approach play is at Muirfield Village Golf Club. Now, he would have won 2 years in a row, except he lost almost 9 strokes in 2023 with the putter. I mean, last year he broke even with basically everything else, and he took care of the field. Now, I know Colin was there in the end, just one behind, but, you know, Scotty made a triple on the last day in order to bring the field back. This place can trip you up. You know, we've got 50 greenside bunkers. We've got that creek running through the property, a lot of water hazards. But at the end of the day, I mean, this place fits Scotty, and it's going to be extremely hard, which only more suits him.
Colin's had a lot of being left second here at this place. He's had a few, of course, not just last year. He lost in the playoff to Cantlay a couple years before that. So Colin's had quite a bit of that. Let's start with your outrights, because I want to highlight on one guy, and then we'll do the rest after the break. And that is, I'm skipping ahead, but I'm doing the same thing, Keith. I'm taking the Irish Bear off probation this week, and I am putting him back in the mix, because when it's a hard course, you usually want the Irish Bear there.
100%. I've got Shane Lowry +3,500 in the without Scotty market. You can get him much higher, obviously like around 40, +4,000 if you want to just bet him straight up. Hard courses. You know, Mike, you bet the Irish Bear all the time. And I'm looking for a place where the Golden Bear sets the pins. You know what I mean? So this place is going to be hard. And that's the type of place similar to Valhalla, which is another Jack Nicklaus design, right? He's won in Ohio. You know, he won at Firestone when it was a WGC event, similar sort of elevated event back in 2015. A lot of the things suit him here, the approach play, getting out of trouble. And of course, around the green acumen, which is going to be so important for the field this week with the rough and the bunkers.
It really is. And I do like that you did with the without Scheffler market as well. I did that last week, Keith. Of course, none of our guys got to the finish line, but I am going to try that as well. I'm going to do 50-50. I'm going to do half and half with what I would normally do. I'll do half on the with, half on the without. We will come back and we will get the rest of Keith's outrights and the rest of his card. And don't forget, Aaron Hills for the U.S. Women's Open. We have to get some plays for that, too. Big weekend up in Wisconsin. Coast to Coast, Golf Wednesday. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for Coast to Coast here on a Golf Wednesday, getting ready for the Memorial and the Women's U.S. Open. Keith Stewart from Read the Line is with us every week. All right, we know that we have the Irish Bear. What about the rest of the outright card, Keith?
Again, Mike, all these guys without Scotty. If they win, they win. If they come in second behind Scotty, we win. I'm going to go with Victor Hovland, your 2023 champion. He's fourth in the field on approach. It's definitely something that I'm emphasizing this week. And certainly the confidence he has coming in, having won at the Valspar, having feeling pretty good about his efforts at Quail Hollow, working the driver out a little bit, little left to right ball flight, just like Jack. He suits the place. Siwoo Kim is my guy this week. If you give me one bullet, that's who I'm firing it at right there. Siwoo Kim, plus 4,000. He's got four straight top 30s on tour. Five straight top 20s here at Muirfield Village, right? And a lot of those, the putter was not working at all, and he finishes in the top 20. Actually, it's like five straight top 18s here, right? He was eighth at the PGA. The putter's been working. I love a good Siwoo Kim roller coaster. This is the one place to do it where he's had a lot of success. And then the other guy, Andrew Novak. I think he'll be a little inspired by his buddy Ben Griffin winning last week for the second time in 5 weeks, his partner from the Zurich. At plus 6,000, you can get a decent number on a guy that's been more than decent, right? He was 11th last week, first at the Zurich, second at the RBC, 17th at the Truist. He's eighth in Ryder Cup points. I mean, this guy is legit, and he's definitely someone in this market. And his secret sauce is that he's top five in this field in short game. So the guy pounds it off the tee. He's a good approach player, but he's also very, very good around the greens. Those are my outright guys.
Yeah, and if you read the line this morning, which everybody should, they should go out and get it, you would know that these signature events this year, Keith, they really have, I think you put it nicely, they've been a springboard for a lot of guys this year, these signature events. So make sure, you know, you look for guys like that here this week at the Memorial. All right, give me some of the props, the placements, etc.
All right, top 20, I'm going to go with Hideki. He's got a great history here. It starts with the fact that in 2014, it was not just his first, well, it was his first win, but it was also his first trip to Muirfield Village. So he's got a memorial victory under his belt. Tony Finau, plus 150 for a top 20 in this event. 19th at the PGA, 15th at the Truist. The approach game's back, driver's in play. We don't count on him to putt, but around the green, he's solid too, and he's got a great history here. He's got two top eights in his last three starts. Let's go to the Christian Bezuidenhout, right? Fourth here last year, plus 260 for a top 20. And also last week, he was solid at Colonial. He's been working with a guy by the name of Jason Bale. Jason Bale is the PGA of America Teacher of the Year. Jason also works with Lucas Glover and Bud Cauley. Two pretty good ball strikers. They've been with each other like 6-8 weeks now. Jason's work starting to show with Seabez. He's coming back to a comfortable spot. Top 30s, Alex Noren. Again, the Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus, loves a left-to-right ball flight here at Muirfield Village. It is favored. No one plays it more left-to-right than I think that Alex Noren, and he's got a great short game. He's been great since he's come back and was fine at the PGA. And then the other one, Ricky Fowler. This is his fifth sponsors exemption of the year. He was good last week. He wasn't good on Sunday, Mike. But to get inside the top 30 in this field in a signature event, I think that he can do it. He's another guy that's had a great history here, and he'll have tons of fan support.
He's been playing great, Keith, honestly. And look, great compared to where he was. And I think him and Jordan also hearing this, you guys are only getting in the events because your sponsor exemptions. I think they obviously want to get themselves a little further up the board so that they can change that. Scotty, you mentioned this before, Scotty, third round leader at plus 350. So that was up there on that board as well. Quickly, the head-to-heads, and then go right into the U.S. The U.S. Open for the ladies up at Erin Hills.
All right, first head-to-head, Finau over Spieth. Spieth, the approach game, it's still a roller coaster, and you need it here. Finau, he's been solid here, and the ball striking's been really good. Xander over Colin. I don't know what's going on with Colin Morikawa. It's all good things with Xander Schauffele. He keeps getting better and better since returning from the rib injury. Colin himself, his last four starts, 54, missed cut, 17, 50th at the PGA, not strong. And then the ladies' U.S. Open, couple outrights for you. Lydia Ko, she's going for the career Grand Slam. When she needs these sorts of things, like last year, the Hall of Fame, the gold medal to round out the medal count, she does it. Celine Boutier is another outright deeper down the board at plus 4,000. A couple top 10s for you. Heyran Ryu, she's great in major championships, exceptional ball striker. Another one, Minji Lee. Last year, she was second on the LPGA and tee to green, and she was 157th in putting. She switched to a broomstick, Mike, and now she's seventh in putting. Look for her to have a good this week on Erin Hills. And then the last one, Lexi Thompson, top 20, comes out of retirement.
Keith Stewart, read the line. Let's have a big week at the golf weekend.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That was just a horrific joke that I just told. And what was great about it was so awful and heinous that I did see that Stewie laughed. And then you said they frown on that.
Yeah, that would be frowned upon.
Frowned upon around here.
You don't want to. Yeah, that's
well,
not
I just thought it was perfect timing what he was talking about. Like, it felt like in the moment it was right on the money. He spit out his lunch. So, but I don't think he approved of it either. I don't think he liked it.
No.
He did laugh.
I don't think
so. Shows that he could be had if drinking enough tequila. Mavi, get the tequila.
Let's finish off all of this baseball for tonight. I do have three more games for you. Toronto, still in Arlington, against the Rangers tonight. Paxton Schultz.
Who
starts for Toronto tonight? Tyler Molly goes for the Rangers. Also a sidebar for the Rangers. They get Corey Seager back tonight off the IL. He's been out for the last few weeks. For tonight, Rangers minus 135, Blue Jays plus +115, and an 8.5.
Everyone loves Molly. Run line it at over +150 if they win by two runs. I like Molly and the Rangers at the Globe. Check out.
The Nationals are still in the Pacific Northwest in Seattle. Tonight, Trevor Williams will try against the M's. George Kirby's Dreamland going for Seattle, minus 210, plus +175 for the Nats, and a 7.5.
I thought Kirby's Dreamland looked horrible in his first start and, coming back from injury. So, like, I don't have any faith in him yet. I'm going to take the +178 again and go to the window with the Nats, even though I lost last night, bend over style.
I don't mind it, honestly. Like, I feel like they're going to get one of these games. And then tomorrow they got Gore going against Hancock. You know, they got a pretty good pitching draw the 3 days in Seattle. You'd like to think that this lineup, with Abrams and the Wood Doctor, can connect a little bit tonight and score a few runs. All right. And next up, finally, the Yankees still in Anaheim against the Angels. It'll be Clark Schmidt tonight against Kikuchi for the Angels, minus 165 for the Yankees, plus +140 for Anaheim, and an 8.5.
How can we get off the Bombers? It's impossible the way they're playing. 15 of 19, they score runs every night. They hit home runs every night. They get great pitching every night. Yeah. Even Schmitty Burger is going to pitch well tonight. Give me the Bombers.
Yeah, it's got to be Bombers tonight, right? Against Kikuchi, who hasn't been too bad. 3-1-7 for Kikuchi so far this year, even though he is.
They don't give him any runs.
Four.
That's the problem.
They
He's
give
pitched
him no
decent.
Runs.
They just don't score when he pitches because Mike Trout still isn't playing. I mean, he's out months at a time.
No, but they got Chris Taylor now.
Best player on the team.
Chris Taylor. Here we go. Limited slate tonight, but that doesn't mean that we can't try and go yard here. I'm going back to Julio Rodriguez tonight, Scotty, because he's been on fire lately. He got a bunch of bombs in the last week, including that one last night. You got Trevor Williams tonight, who does give up some homers. Plus +360 for J-Rod tonight up at T-Mobile. Next, I told you earlier that the wind's not as strong blowing in tonight at Wrigley. What does that mean? Kyle Tucker, plus +4 Bills against the Rockies. I might
throw
in Pete Crow as well with the way they're hitting the ball.
Give me a Cal Raleigh up there too in T-Mobile. Come on.
I am going to go after Clark Schmidt tonight in Anaheim. I love this Ohapi. He's been very good to me.
Hoppy hour.
He sat last night, which means he'll be in there tonight, plus +440 for him to go yard. Vlad does have good numbers against Molly, plus +450 for him. Good price. And I'm going to go, Judge has a couple homers off Kikuchi. We know the deal with him. I'm not paying plus +185 for a guy to hit a homer. But Goldschmidt he's been good all year, but watching his at-bats on this road trip, Scotty, in Colorado and Anaheim, He is smoking the ball right now. He just missed a homer in the corner last night. I'll take him at plus 520 tonight off of Kikuchi to hopefully get it over that little short fence out there down the line in left field there in Anaheim. So I'm going to take Goldie, J-Rod, Tucker, Ohapi, Vlad, and Goldschmidt tonight for the Taters.
Ding, ding. Very solid. I love it.
And you know what? I'm going to even this. So I like this one a lot, and I'll probably end up playing it. The Wood Doctor. I just mentioned him for the Nationals.
The Wood Doctor.
James Wood. I'm taking the Wood Doctor against Kirby
Dreamland.
I need
him to homer so that the Nats can give me some money tonight.
That's one way we'll get the Nats to win there, is if we can get the Wood Doctor cooking late night up in the Pacific Northwest. All right, there you go. There's your baseball for this evening. Everybody's excited. Everybody also loves hockey.
Everybody loves hockey.
Everybody does love hockey. Let's start with last night. Oilers beat the Stars 4-1. They now also lead the series 3-1, heading back to Dallas. Tie game, and Corey Perry doing the honors, untying it on ESPN.
Perry doing the screening out in front. He's made a living at that for a long time. Dreisaitl, Bouchard passed up the bomb. McDavid down low, Nugent Hopkins. Out in front, they score! And it's Corey Perry!
I mean, this guy's 40 years old and still dealing. He'll cut your heart out, too. So I think they are just unbelievable. You talk about a well-oiled machine. They're going back. They're going to the final. It's going to happen one way or the other. They could lose game five. It doesn't matter. They're going to win that series. They're not losing three in a row. That team won't lose three in a row to anybody.
I don't disagree with you here. You know that I was on the Stars. You know I wanted to see the Stars win. The Stars aren't winning now. I don't see them beating this team. And I know Edmonton's starting to pile up a couple of injuries, which we'll talk about, but I just don't think that they're going to be able to conquer this mountain. Let's hear from DeBoer on what went wrong for the Stars.
Yeah, a little bit of the same story, right? Just can't get that lead. I loved our first period. Other than, you know, I thought we missed the net too much. I think 15 missed shots, so we got to make it a little bit tougher and make sure we're hitting nets in those situations. And then, you know, but really to play a period like that and, you know, not get out even or up, you know, you're actually down a goal is a tough spot. You know, and then the other story is obviously the penalty kill. We gotta get a kill tonight. That's the difference in the game. The first period, not capitalizing, and then not stopping their power play.
Yeah, and look, how about not stopping them at all with any facet of the game? 10-2 in what is it? Like 10-2 in the last two games, right? In goals?
Yeah.
Like it's embarrassing. Yeah. So like they're just so much better. It's not even funny. And they'll lose to the Oilers again just like they did last year. It doesn't matter what he says.
This will be the third straight year they're gonna lose in the conference finals.
Yeah.
Third straight year. I think I saw they're the first team in NHL history in the Western Conference to make the conference finals 3 years in a row, and they're not going to win the cup. Usually teams that have done that have ended up winning. Dallas isn't even going to get to the final in any of those 3 years. So just unlucky for them. They're also 0-16 every time they've gotten down 3-1 in a series. The Dallas Stars. Edmonton has not lost a 3-1 series lead since 1988. So you have a lot of numbers on the bad side of things. Now, as far as the injuries go, you and Gabe mentioned this earlier. Zach Hyman left the game. He's out for the remainder of the playoffs. He had a surgery for an upper body injury. Of course, Knobloch wouldn't tell anybody what it was.
It's his shoulder.
I watched the play 1,000 times. You thought it was a shoulder that he got when he was coming through?
Oh, when I saw it, I thought it was his wrist. I thought he broke his wrist. But
right.
I was told today it was his shoulder. He had surgery on his shoulder.
Yeah, it was. I was watching it during the show last night. I'm going, what is? Because he ran off the ice so quick, shaking his arm or shaking his hand. It was so weird. It looked like he was barely touched, too.
And I tore my rotator. Yeah. Mafia remembers I ran off the court quickly as well to get to the Vicodin.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So you had a facial reaction. What is happening here? Look at Carver Hyde's face. Like, he was just looking at
him. I got some kind of injury going on we've been working on. So
you got an injury?
It's one of those things where, you know, nobody likes going to the doctor. It's just not fun. But you try to, like, I'll be all right tomorrow. I'll be all right tomorrow. I'll be all right tomorrow.
And then eventually,
like, after a few days, it's like it's not getting any better. And that's when you, like, you just have to cut the cord. What is the area of concern here? There seems to be some tightness down low. So we got to try to. We're working on some things. Seemed a little strained, so we'll see how it's going. Whoa. We'll see. It's kind of in the upper leg region or something. Oh. So we're gonna try to eventually get it worked out.
Could be a groin tear in there. In that,
I'm not gonna lie. It's one of the list of possibilities that
it affects everything. The onions, the whole body. You can't even enjoy yourself at all.
It's one of the things that I've put on the list. So we'll see if we can eventually get there. We will now go. Game five will be tomorrow night. Obviously, we'll spend a lot of time on this tomorrow. But the Stars are favored to keep the series going. I've got Stars at -$1. They're up to -$1.34 now. They were -$1.26 earlier. And the Oilers are +$1.12 with a 5.5. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I mean, at home, I guess at home I could see Dallas maybe give us one shot, right?
Yeah, I mean, today I'll say yes. Today I'll say they got a shot for sure. I think they'll certainly – they play well in the building, and they win in the building. So I think that they can – down 3-1, I mean, they got one of them there, right? So – let's see if they can have a good game and stay alive. Either way, they're not winning game six or both, six or seven. If they had to play seven, I don't see it. They're just not as good as the Oilers. This is going to end. In fact,
this is going,
you know, by tomorrow, I might, you know, depending on what the number is tomorrow, it's at $1.05 now. Depending on what it is tomorrow, I could be swayed to go the other way.
I got oil. It's even up to Oilers at +$1.12 now. +$1.12, we got the Oilers at now.
Whoa,
so
now
getting
all
bigger
of a
and bigger. Now we have a similar situation tonight. You have the team down 3-1 going home for Game Five, which will be Carolina against the Panthers. The difference here, though, is Scotty. The Panthers are favored on the road to shut this thing off. I've actually got them pumped up to -$1.22 now. +$1.02 for the Hurricanes and a 5.5 total.
Yeah, I just want this over with. I hit that big fat plus +152 with the win the other night with the Canes, ending the 15 game losing streak in the Eastern Conference Finals. They finally won a game. Now everybody thinks they're going to start winning and beat this team. Not. I think the Florida Panthers will beat them tonight and finish them off. They're just better. Same thing again. This is it. Panthers Oilers. It's going to come to fruition one way or the other.
The shut it down money line parlay tonight. Panthers and Thunder, both money line, +136. The shut it down money line parlay. Florida and Oklahoma City.
I mean, that's a juicy bet right there, I think.
Send them home. The send them home game five special +136 for the Thunder and the Panthers.
I don't think it'll be easy. I think that I think the Canes will play a little chippier tonight. I think they're going to be a little bit violent. I think that game could be decent to watch because I don't think the series has been decent to watch at all. I think even the game they won sucked.
Yeah, that's very true. Now this, we don't get this all the time, but unfortunately we have it this year. All four series are 3-1. Both the NHL and both the NBA are all 3-1. I figured I'd let you know, the NHL has the most 3-1 comebacks of all time. 31 times teams have come back from 3-1 down. Baseball has 14. The NBA has the least. Only 13 times has a team come back from 3-1 down. So that's what they're up against, these four teams down 3-1.
Okay, and I think that's very interesting. I won't deny that. To see those numbers is interesting. I still don't think it's happening.
If you had to pick one of the four, Carolina, Dallas, Knicks, Timberwolves. If you had to pick one, and I'm with you, I don't think it's any of the four. If you had to pick one, who do you think has the best shot?
God, you know, I would say, believe it or not, yeah, it's a brutal, it's a brutal question. I'll say, stupidly, the Knicks. I think that they can. I've seen them win. I've seen them win at the Fieldhouse. They have to win tomorrow night, and then I think they can actually win at the Fieldhouse if they play a great game and the refs don't screw them. And then they would have certainly some level of shot in a game seven at Madison Square Garden, even though I don't think they play well in the building. I think in a game seven, they would. We saw them do it to the Celtics.
I was teetering back and forth between Dallas and the Knicks, the Stars and the Knicks. Like, I feel like it's one of
Fair
those
enough.
Two, but
I don't think the Stars are beating that Oilers team. That's the thing.
I don't think that they
and
are.
And I don't
either.
Think the Knicks are winning either, but you asked me, and I gave you the one that I thought had a shot.
I agree. I don't think any of them are doing it. But if you had to
either.
Think one that you would think you'd have a chance. Last hockey thing for you. The IOC confirms that Russia will remain banned in the 2026 Olympics. Of course, that's unfortunate for some who are Alex Ovechkin fans, because it was likely the last time he would have gotten a chance to play in the Olympics. That won't happen. No Russia next year in the Olympics.
Oh, the cruise missile.
Oh, did
it's
he get
gone.
One?
The cruise missile.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
A two-run shot. A two-run shot from the cruise missile. Sure. Let's go, 10-zip buckos. Yeah, look, I don't think the Russians should be allowed in the Olympics either, because all they do is slaughter people. Their leader and hero, all he does is keep killing people, women and children. He doesn't care about anything. He's ruthless. And they just blow everyone up and kill everyone and try to take over the world. So screw them, too.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everybody loves leftovers.
Everybody does love leftovers. Lots of football for you today. Did you see that Terry Bradshaw?
Yes.
I guess it was an interview that he did where he ripped the Steelers' interest in Aaron Rodgers as a joke. Your boy went off about the entire situation and why it's taken so long. Just forget him. Terry Bradshaw getting involved.
Yeah, and saying basically, what are you bringing him in for 1 year? All of this drama for 1 year at this guy where he is now in his career is he's washed. It was on full display with the New York Jets. But people wait on every breath for a decision from this guy. And I think he's right. It is a joke. I mean,
absolutely.
Look, their quarterback room is pathetic. I'll give you that. But, you know, maybe at the end of the day, next year when they have that draft in Pittsburgh, if they're bad enough with these quarterbacks that they have, because that's what's going to happen, they're going to have a terrible season. I don't believe they're going to win with these quarterbacks. But I do believe Will Howard has a future. And I think that at some point, if you're just going to eat a season, this would be the one. I've seen him do it in the past. I've seen him do it in the past when they got Ben Roethlisberger. And how'd that work out for him? Two rings. So, and Bradshaw won four Super Bowls. So whatever he says goes. You have to respect him. I'll give you this. I think he's right about Rodgers. And if they have that draft next year and they play their cards right, they're not going to be like where they were this year, 20th, 21st in the draft. They could actually be high up in the draft if they're that awful, and they could end up getting a franchise quarterback then. Because, and who knows if Will Howard is that guy. I mean, we haven't seen him take a single snap. I mean, we haven't seen him do anything. No. So we'll find out in OTAs, minicamp, camp, what he's made of, and then if they ever play him, we'll see. Right now, I think it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's job.
Yep, and he's at OTAs this week. He talked to the media. He's not listening to any of the Rodgers noise. He's just trying to get better every single day. So congratulations to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Patriots coach Mike Vrabel says the team and himself are aware of that viral Stephon Diggs video of him partying on a boat with all those ladies and an unidentified pink substance that he was carrying.
Some of that bathtub meth.
Nah, your boy was having. Did you see that video of Diggs on the boat? I mean, he's having. Yeah. He's having a good time. That's for sure. All right, next. Saints rookie quarterback Tyler Shuck says he's a lot more prepared because he's 25 years old. I hope so. Kirk Cousins is skipping the Falcons' first run of OTAs. What a surprise here. Joey Bosa already hurt. Are you kidding me? A calf injury for the Bills. He's out of all the OTAs. He should be ready for training.
It's not even summer yet.
Not even summer yet. The NBA Summer League California Classic will be the Warriors, Lakers, Spurs, and Heat. Of course, they'll play that at the Chase in the Bay Area. Florida coach Todd Golden has an NBA buyout clause in his new contract in case anybody wants to go get him. Football player 18-year-old Alex Foster passed away in Mississippi. Report says he died unexpectedly overnight at his home. That is not a good scene.
Yeah, he plays it at Baylor, and I just that smells fishy to me. How does some 18-year-old kid die overnight at his home? It can't be good.
You never like to see that. Finally, for me, it is National Hamburger Day. I'm sure you know this because you love a good hamburger. Oh. Here it is, the burger bracket. Number one seed is Five Guys. Now, I know you love In-N-Out. They're the four there on the left-hand side taking on Steak and Shake in the first round. You've got Jack in the Box, Shake Shack, Dairy Queen, Carl's Jr. Who wins the burger bracket for you, Scotty? There it is.
Well, on the left side, In-N-Out, easy. And then give me the right side.
Culver's, White Castle, Jack in the Box, Smash Burger, Shake Shack, Dairy Queen, Checkers, and Carl's Jr. on the right side.
Smash Burger. Smash Burger against In-N-Out. In-N-Out wins the title. And you've got to be stoned. Go. Are we on the air?
Burger bracket. The burger bracket for you today. Have a little fun.
That is fantastic. All right, Ferrella finish. President Trump pardoned Todd and Julie Chrisley. Chrisley knows best. They only stole $35 million. And then they're getting out of jail. Isn't that fantastic? They'll have a TV show by Friday. Mary Lou Retton charged with DUI in West Virginia. She allegedly had a bottle of wine in the passenger seat of her Porsche and was slurring words during traffic. I love you, officer. And I'll give you, let me play with your gun. I want to play with your gun. Front Office Sports Today, then GTD, then In Game Live, then Sports Rage. Catch Carver tonight at 8 on Sports Radio. On the Sports Grid side, we'll see you tomorrow at 3. Coast to coast.